Hello, we're connecting a survey in Georgia to help us better understand what is most important to people across some topics. Your participation is very important to the success of this research. When thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed? Hello, can you hear me? Hi, this is Mike, can you hear me?
What is this regarding to?
Oh, yeah. Remember, we're connecting a survey in Georgia to help us better understand what is most important to people across some topics. Everything is confidential, and it's going to be based on your opinion exactly, right? So this can take, for less than 10 minutes, the way that we can complete the survey just as quick as we can, okay?
Okay.
All right. Yeah, just again, the first question, when thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Yeah, but I don't understand why satisfied in what is in a political term.
Right. I mean, it will be based on local issues and political terms as well. And that will be much appreciated.
To be honest with you, I appreciate what the Biden-Harris administration is doing, although I'm a Republican. I don't like divisiveness. I know that there's a lot of things happen. I hate the fact to know that people play politics when there is things that's happening. For example, the border security, when it was passed bipartisan, Trump, that I voted for the last time, told the Republican not to sign it because it's going to let the other party go. I hate the divisiveness. I hate the fact that people are living in fear. I'm at the gas station right now pumping gas, and I'm fear if somebody's going to come up with a shotgun and start shooting. But besides that, I mean, if everyone would work together, both parties, both Republican, Democrat, and Independent, work together for the greater good for the American people, not for the party, not for themselves, but for the American people that we admit them to go in there to serve. So I like the fact how the Biden administration and the Harris administration is doing. Better can come out of it, but I hate the divisiveness.
Okay, I understand, and I appreciate those comments as well. So, however, we need to complete a couple of questions the way that, I mean, you will see over the survey, as I said, it's not going to be longer. You will see over the survey, and it's going to be your opinion exactly. If you don't know something, you can also let me know, but it will be your opinion, all right, just to make sure. So that will be much appreciated. We can go ahead and start for now. So, again, so in regards to the first question, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very dissatisfied?
I am somewhat satisfied.
Thank you. And when thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you? Using a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means it is not an important issue to you, and a 10 means it is a very important issue to you. The first one, inflation and the cost of living.
It's important to me.
All right. From 0 to 10, how would you rate this?
The inflation is down because of what's going on around the world, so I would rate it at 8.
Thank you. Next one, criminal justice reform.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, criminal justice reform.
Criminal justice reform?
Mm-hmm.
I give it a 3.
Thank you. Next one, racism and discrimination.
Racism and discrimination.
Correct.
Are you talking about dissatisfaction?
Right. Remember, 0 is not an important issue to you, and 10 is a very important issue to you.
Oh, I see. Okay. So the second one that I gave a 3 is a 10 because it's important to me.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Racism is important to me. It's very important to me.
All right. So that's a 10, right? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay. So next one, crime and violence.
Crime and violence is very important.
All right, from 0 to 10, if you can specify the number, please.
10.
Thank you. Next one, voting rights.
Voting rights is a 10, very important.
Thank you. Immigration?
Immigration is a 10, very important.
Thank you. Reproductive freedom?
Sorry?
Yeah. Reproductive freedom.
It's a 10.
Thank you. Next one. Is student loan debt?
It's a 10.
Jobs and wages?
10.
Abortion rates?
Abortion rate?
Correct.
It's a 10. I'm very conflicting on that because I don't believe that young girls should get pregnant for a family member, and I believe that people that are pregnant with a danger involved, I believe they should have a right to save lives instead of going home to die or lose a child or lose their lives. So that's a 10.
Okay, thank you for the comments. Next one, K-12 education?
It's a 10.
Next one, climate change?
Climate change is a 10.
Next one, democracy?
Democracy?
Correct.
Is 100.
Thank you.
100. You get my point.
All right, thank you. And next one, healthcare?
Huh?
The last one, healthcare.
I didn't hear that. Health?
I'm sorry about that. Healthcare.
Healthcare is a 10. It's a very important issue.
Okay, thank you. Let me move forward. As you may know, there will be an election for presidents, U.S. Congress, state and local offices in 2024.
Receipt for poll number 11. I'm sorry?
Yeah, I'm sorry. So, as you may know, there will be an election for presidents, U.S. Congress, state and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election?
I'm a 1,000,000% to vote. I never miss an election because election matters to me.
Okay, thank you. Let me just finish up the question. On a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you are extremely likely to vote.
Extremely likely to vote, which is a 10.
Okay, thank you. What is your race?
I'm Afro-Caribbean.
I'm sorry, one more time, please.
Afro-Caribbean.
Okay.
I'm from Jamaica, and I'm African of African descent.
Okay, thank you. Let me just head it over here.
And I'm also a citizen of this country.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for the comments. All right, just one moment, please. Okay, do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Oh, I'm a female. I was born a woman and I would die as a woman.
Thank you for the comments. So what is the year of your birth?
I don't want to give out that, but I'm in my 60s.
I understand it. So just to make sure, I'm not asking you for, you know, the exact date of your birth. It will be just a year. So just
58.
Thank you. What is the highest level of a school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received?
Bachelor's Associate.
Thank you. No matter how frequently you vote in the election, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
A 10.
Thank you. How much power do you feel that the Black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the Black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means the Black community has no power at all. Okay, thank you. And a 10 means that the Black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to their community. You're saying 10, correct?
Mm-hmm, yes.
Thank you. All right, please rate your feeling towards some people, organization, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 5 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. The first one, Brian Kemp.
I would never vote for him. So I will not give that. I will never vote for him.
All right. So on a scale from 0 to 10, remember 0, you feel very cold and unfavorable towards him. 5 means neutral.
0.
Okay.
0.
And 10 means very warm and favorable, just to let you know. Next one, Raphael Warnock.
10.
Next one, John Ossoff.
10.
Next one, Tim Walz.
Who?
I'm sorry, Tim Walz.
Who is he? I don't know who he is.
Okay, so if you don't know, it's fine. No problem. So next one, Brad Raffensperger.
Is he a Democrat or Republican? It means a lot to me, so I don't know him because you guys have me on Georgia list, and I'm actually in New York, but my sister lives in Georgia, so I will take this for her.
Right. No, I understand it. So remember, this is part of this question, as I tell you before. So just to make sure, I'm sorry. So we will need to, I mean, if you don't know, it's fine. So you don't have opinions that, you know, about him or the organization. So it's fine. You just let me know that you don't know, and it's going to be an answer. Okay.
Well done.
Okay. Thank you.
Did you say Tim Walz?
Yeah. Tim Walz, as I said. All right, perfect. So next one, Brad Raffensperger.
I would say an 8 because he saved the election the last time.
Okay, thank you. You said an 8, right?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Let me move forward. All right, next one is Andre Deakins.
I don't know those people.
Okay, thank you. And last one, J.D. Benz.
0.
Thank you for your responses. Just to let you know, we are in the middle of the survey now, so a couple of more questions. We're going to be done. I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote?
I would vote for Democrat all the way. Kamala Harris and Tim Walz. What?
Okay, thank you. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Democratic candidate at 10.
Thank you. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I voted Democrat all the way, although I'm a Republican.
Okay, thank you. So if you can specify the number for who you vote in 2020 general election, please.
I vote for Biden.
Thank you.
Because I did not like what President Trump did, although I had voted for him before.
Okay, thank you for your response. Thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
My life has been better.
Okay.
Because... Yeah, mm-hmm. My life has been better because of the policy, even if it doesn't affect me personally, but I've seen a lot of people in my community that is doing much better because of the help with their children taking them out of poverty.
Okay, thank you for the answer. So you're saying your life has gotten better, right?
Yes.
Thank you for the answer. So some people say that no matter who people vote for, it will make a difference to what happens. Others say that who people vote for can make a big difference to what happens. In your mind, those voting make no difference, a small difference, a moderate difference, or a big difference?
Who you vote for make a big difference.
Okay.
Whoever you vote for will make a big difference. It will make a big difference in a positive way or a negative way. If you're voting for someone that cares about the people, that we care about the people of the United States, and the people of the United States will be benefited, not some people, but all people, whether all people vote the same way, it makes a big difference. It makes a difference in a positive way, and it makes a difference in a negative way. In a positive way, if we vote for people that will work for the country, it will benefit us. If we work for people that only care about the 1%, it will not make a difference for the poor.
Okay, thank you so much for your comments and the answer. So below is a list of people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person or event prevents the progress you wanted to see in this country from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that the person or event certainly prevents progress, if 5 means that you're not sure, and 0 means that you believe that the person or event certainly didn't prevent progress. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. The first one, Democrats in the Georgia General Assembly.
A 10.
Next one, Vice President Harris?
A 10.
Next one, your local mayor?
Who?
Your local mayor.
My local mayor?
Correct.
A 10. A 10.
Next one, Democrats in the U.S. Congress?
Democrats in the U.S. Congress, they're the only one that is working right now, so I give them a 10.
Thank you. Black voters?
Black voters?
Correct.
A lot of black voters give up. They don't vote because they don't know the civics and they don't know the history of America. And it's a shame that people don't get up. They just feel like, oh, it doesn't matter what I do. I'm not voting. I vote and they do nothing. But if you don't vote, you're allowing the other person that's supporting the wealthy. You're allowing them to rule. So black voters, you have a lot of black voters that's enthusiastic and some don't. But I say black voters, I would give them a 7.
Okay. Thank you for the answer and comments. And the last one, COVID-19 recovery.
I would give it a 10 because God knows that this president here did a lot to help people. A lot of things that went wrong could have gone right. And given that given the infrastructure that he got, he was able to reopen school. He was able to give loans to small businesses and not just the wealthy, although a lot of criminal activities went on with the money. But I believe this president and vice president that is in-house now, I believe they really helped for the recovery of this country.
Okay. Thank you so much for the comments and the answer. So just to let you know, we are about, 80% of the survey, so then we are going to be done. Below is a list of some policies, developments, and a statement that have an impact on many black people's lives. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each one would motivate you or people in your network to vote from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it would strongly motivate you to vote, 5 means that you are not sure, and 0 means the policy would not motivate you to vote at all. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. The first one, black voters should recognize the progress that has been made toward collective black power, while there's still much work to be done. Patience with each other is essential as we continue the path to the future progress.
I give that a 9.
You're saying 9, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Next one. Because we demanded funds for HBCUs, the American Rescue Plan invested over $2.7 billion in historical black college and universities, the largest ever. Over $260 million went to Hay Georgia schools, with half required for direct student financial relief through grants, debt discharge, and other aid.
10.
Thank you. Next one. Because we both, in March, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau took a significant step to protect consumers by reducing credit card late fees from $32 to $8. This change is expected to save consumers a substantial $10 billion annually, demonstrating the Bureau's commitment to easing financial burdens and promoting fair credit practices.
I give that a 10 because these things are in place and it is helping consumers, whether they believe it or not. Again, people don't read, they don't understand civics, so they will never know. They keep on listening to negativity.
Okay. Thank you for the answer in the comments. So because we both, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau announced a major initiative to remove medical debt from credit reports for over 15 million Americans, this policy change is projected to boost credit scores by an average of 20 points, providing significant financial relief and improving access to credit for millions of individuals.
I give that a 10.
And the last one, because we protested together, this administration has banned to knock warrants and check holes and mandated body cameras for all officers when state prosecutors fail. Federal hate crime laws were used to convict the murderers of Hamel Erbery and Breonna Taylor.
I give that a 10.
Thank you. Let me move forward in this. Thank you so for your responses so far. I'm now going to ask you some of the question again. Sometimes people change their minds, and that's perfectly okay. Please answer in how you feel right now. Remember, we are in the last part of the survey. No matter how frequently you vote in election, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
I would say a 10.
Thank you. How much power do you feel that the Black community has to make change in issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the Black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means the Black community has no power at all, and a 10 means that the Black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to their community.
Okay. You know, it's a very, I would say, general question. I will give it a 10. But I tell you again, the reason why I say a 10, because if Black people educate themselves and stay ready by reading and understanding the civics and understand politics, understand the people that is making an impact and the voice that they have and the strength behind the voice that they have, I give that a 10. But also, they need to educate themselves. And I think more education on the political scale, I would say that people need to be educated, that they have power to make changes. So, honestly, I give that a 10 because if I want to know something, I am going to learn about what I want to know. I'm going to read, I'm going to ask questions, but not everybody is the same, in motivational drive. But the reason why I say a 10, we need to take initiative in ourselves. Nobody's going to do it for us.
Okay, thank you so much for the comments and the answer as well. So as you may know, there will be an election for President, U.S. Congress, State and local offices in 2024. I know it's still a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting, but as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you are extremely likely to vote?
I'm extremely, number 10, unless I'm dead, but right now it's a 10.
Okay, thank you. Again, thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, to stay the same, better, or much better?
My life has been better. I was able to build a home, buy a home for myself. I was able to buy a piece of property in my country and build my vacation home.
Okay.
So I would say a 10.
Okay, thank you. So just as a confirmation, you're saying better, right?
Better, yes.
Okay, thank you. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I am registered to vote.
Thank you. When did you get, when did you register to vote at your current address?
Well, I moved from one town to the other, and I knew where my polling station was, so I've always been registered to vote.
All right.
A long time.
Long time. So that would be more than a year ago. Is that right?
More than 20 years. Yes.
Okay. Thank you. All right. How did you get, how did you register to vote?
Once I registered to vote at the Department of Motor Vehicle. I believe that's how I registered.
All right. It was like in person or something like that?
In person. I filled out the form, the card.
Okay. Thank you. Do you consider yourself number one, heterosexual or straight, number two, lesbian or gay, number three, bisexual, or four, something else?
I am heterosexual. That means I'm straight. Straight as, as an arrow.
Okay. Thank you. Are you married and marrying, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
I am divorced.
Thank you. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
No, all of my children my baby's 38, so I have three kids, 43 to 38.
Okay, thank you. So your answer is no, right?
I'm sorry?
Yeah, your answer is no, correct?
I have three kids, but I'm not under 18.
Oh, okay, thank you. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
I am Afro-Caribbean.
Okay, thank you.
I'm a Jamaican. I am brown. I'm not black. Black is like the color of a car. I am brown. I am Afro-Caribbean. I'm from African descent. I'm from Jamaica. I consider to be Afro-Caribbean. I am not African-American. I'm Afro-Caribbean because I wasn't born in this country. I become a citizen through naturalization.
Okay. Thank you so much for the answer. So you are not part of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish region. That's what you're confirming, correct?
No.
Okay.
That is correct.
In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Well, I was registered as a Republican, but I am a Democrat.
Okay, thank
you. Because of the things that I see happening, I'm no longer a Republican. I'm a Democrat, and I will not change again. Never.
Okay, thank you for the answer. Do you consider yourself a stern or not a stern Democrat?
I'm sorry? I am a very strong Democrat.
Okay.
I am very convicted in all my views.
Okay, thank you for the comments and the answer. How would you describe your employment status?
Well, I work for myself.
Okay, so just to make sure, would you say that you are employee full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired?
I work for myself. I'm part-time. I do still work for myself because I have a project that I'm working on, so... I work for myself.
Okay, so would it be kind of homemaker or stay at home parent or not currently to this?
I'm sorry, didn't you hear that?
Yeah, I'm sorry. So would you be like, you know, homemaker or stay at home parent or it's not familiar with this? I'm sorry.
No, I am self-employed.
Okay, just give me one moment, please. Let me just get this for you. All right. All right. And last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate at the time.
I would say 195. My total income, that doesn't mean me alone. It was because there are other people living in my house. I would say 195.
195, correct? 195,000, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. So, yeah, perfect. This concludes our survey for today, and I thank you very much for your participation and your time. Okay, I really appreciate those comments and the answer as well, okay?
I hope everybody, because some people get frustrated because they think people are prying into their business, but it's very important for these surveys because it helps people, whether people are honest in these surveys or not, it helps, it moves the country forward. Whether it's, I don't care who is the person that is responsible for this survey, but I wish if they had more of these so, you know, people could voice their opinion. Just like the census, a lot of people were at a disadvantage with the census because the census was it came with tactics of fear mongering. A lot of people is not straight and they are threatened to be deported and a lot of people have loved ones in their homes that is not here straight, especially from the Hispanic community. Now I'm not trying to be stereotypical because Hispanics are not the only people as you probably might have known. But we understand the circumstances, and a lot of people come from other countries, and they were afraid to do the census. So the census taken does not go towards minority, and it's very sad that these things are happening. It doesn't go towards minority, because minority are being affected than any other race, and it's wrong.
And I understand what you're saying. So once again, so thank you very much for your responses, the answer, and as well your comments, right? Remember, your answers and opinions helps in Percutrata. So I do appreciate your time for today, and I thank you very much for the service. So have a great day, okay?
Thank you. I hope it helps.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome.